Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. It's through that journey, though, that you truly grow. Because each challenge you face when you write your book...
Welcome to Publish to Impact, the podcast that turns your expertise into a powerful book that makes a difference. I'm your host, Blake DeVos, a best-selling author, book coach, and creator of the Idea to Asset program. Join me as we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and launching your book idea into an asset that amplifies your business and empowers personal growth. Whether you're looking to start a business, generate leads, or share your message with the world, this podcast is for you. Becoming an author has never been easier, and I'm here to help get you there. Let's get into it.
For those that know my story, you'll remember that my journey to becoming a best-selling author and book coach and business owner wasn't straightforward. And it all began in 2016, where I was a directionless uni student. I was frustrated by a degree that felt more like a chore than it was a passion. But fast forward today, and I've published 3 books, 2 of which are bestsellers. But beyond those accolades, what stands out the most to me is how writing has redefined who I am personally and professionally as well. And when I first started writing the 6 Pillars of a Rewarding Life, I was super overwhelmed by self-doubt and the pressure to really bring to vision the life I had for my book. And it wasn't just about writing the book, though. It was about really confronting parts of myself that I had ignored for years. And it forced me to really dig deep and understand who I was, what I wanted out of my book, and what I wanted the readers to find out about me, and how I can use that book to really create a transformation or help them transform into someone or who they're proud to be. And that was the idea for the very first book that I had. And you see, like, for business owners, writing a book, it's not just about sharing knowledge and building your brand. Of course, they're awesome things to do when you write your book, but it's a really powerful tool for self-discovery inside your life and inside your business, because as you put your thoughts into words, you're forced to then confront your beliefs, you're forced to confront your fears, you're forced to confront your aspirations. And this process of reflection and articulation can really lead to super personal and super professional growth. So for me, writing, it's always been a way to understand myself better and to align my actions with my values and to really become the person that I've always wanted to be. And let's be honest as well, writing a book, like, it can be an emotional roller coaster. I've been working with clients who have had to relive their trauma that they've had in pursuit of writing a book that is going to make a difference in this world. So there always is the initial excitement of starting a book, and you'll move through the periods of going up and down and up and down, and there's going to be inevitable moments of doubt, frustration. And it's through that journey, though, that you truly grow. Because each challenge you face when you write your book, each obstacle you overcome, whether it's writer's block, whether it's reliving certain things, whether it's wondering if anyone's going to read it, each of those obstacles you face adds another layer to your personal and professional identity. So think about as well, inside your business, if you're launching a product and you're thinking that no one's going to buy your product as well, those are challenges that you have to overcome. You do this exact same thing inside your book. So it's one of those things that you grow so much throughout the process. And writing isn't just about becoming an author. It's about the person you become along the way and the direction you're heading. So that's the personal side. Now, on the professional side of what writing a book can do for you, it has the power to completely redefine your career. It has for me. It's not just about adding an author to your name, like I said before. It's really about establishing yourself as an authority in your field, someone who not only has all this knowledge in their head that they want to share, but also has the ability to inspire and lead from the front. And for me, writing my first 2 books really led into Publish to Impact. And Publish to Impact wasn't just about sharing strategies about how to write and publish a book. It was about stepping into this new role and this new leader as a coach, as a publisher, helping other business owners to achieve the success that I've experienced and to literally skyrocket my trajectory along the way. And you're probably wondering what the impact writing a book has on your business. When you write a book, like, you're not creating a product. It's not just a product. It's an asset. And that asset is what's going to be used inside your business to drive your business forward. But it's also, again, more than that, you're reshaping how you see yourself and how others see you as well. Because it can be the differentiator between whether someone wants to work with you, whether you get a speaking engagement or not, whether someone enrolls in your course, it could be the difference. And if they read your book and they get to know you, they get to like you, they get to trust you, that is going to have a profound impact inside your business. And like I said, it's not just a tool for business growth, it's a tool for individual growth as well. So we've now covered the personal and the professional side, but what about the broader impact a book can make? Now, one of the most rewarding aspects of writing your book is the legacy that it creates for you, the legacy that it has inside your life. Because long after your book is published, what your words are going to do inside that book is they're going to continue to resonate. They're going to continue to inspire. They're going to continue to make an impact on others. And this is something that goes beyond your career, beyond your professional success. It's about really leaving your mark on this world, about contributing something really meaningful and something that makes a difference in other people's lives long after you're gone as well. So think of it that in the process of writing your book, you're not just building a legacy for others in terms of helping them make an impact and solving their problems, but you're building one for yourself at that same time. And as we come into the end of this very short episode, I'm of the belief that there is power in human connection through storytelling. And when you write a book, you're not just telling your story, but you're connecting others who share your vision, who share your struggles, who share your dreams. And it's really important to have that community, because I feel without that sense of community for business owners to share their stories and write their books together, it is extremely hard to go at it alone. And that's something that I'm working on to bring to life for every business owner to tell their story and to write their book. Because being part of something larger than yourself is one of the most powerful outcomes to write your book. So if you're a business owner and you're sitting on the fence and wondering if you have what it takes to write a book, let me tell you, it's not just about the book itself. It's the transformation that you undertake when you write a book. And let me tell you something as well. You are a writer. You already write. Writing a book isn't just a project. It's a proper journey and one that's going to redefine who you are personally, redefine who you are professionally. So if you're ready to start that journey, I invite you to reach out to me and let me know your book idea, because I'm here to help, and I'm about to launch something very soon that is going to inspire every business owner to become authors. So you can connect with me in the show notes on Instagram, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Publish to Impact podcast. I hope this episode has given you the inspiration you need to start writing your book. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could share, subscribe, and leave a review. As a thank you for listening, I'd love to offer you a free copy of Publish to Impact, which is available in the show notes. Otherwise, if you live in Western Australia, reach out to me on Instagram and I'll send you a free copy direct to your doorstep. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, write that book. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.